Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, as part of each of these roadshows, we get into a town on the Friday before the Saturday, and we give the town a once-over, seeing what's working, what maybe could be better, and just to overall give an experience, not just about business, but about retail, about hospitality, about just the general environment in the town. So I'm delighted to be joined by my crack team of experts. Retail consultant Eddie Shanahan was in town all day yesterday. And we're also joined by planning expert Conor Skeen, who's done some detailed analysis. Conor, we might start with you, and maybe you might give us a picture of Enniscorthy in terms of the demographics, size, yeah, stature, etc.
Okay, well, it is very important increasingly not to view settlements and towns in Ireland in isolation. We've done quite a few settlements like this, and Enniscorthy, more than most, is a place where you need to see the bigger context. So it's set into very wealthy, I don't have to tell people in the room, very wealthy farmland, very prosperous, and yet the town itself has serious problems with unemployment levels and things like that. So trying to bring those two things up to match each other is a big challenge. They're lucky here in Wexford. They have a very good plan by the planning authority about trying to recover and turn that around, and I think that's what's needed, is that type of attention being given to places. So one of the challenges is that in the southeast, it's always been the issue of the embarrassment of riches. There's too many towns that are all about the same size, all pulling at the same time for the same business opportunity.
So this would be equivalent in size to New Ross, to Gorey, and surrounding
all the way up,
Arklow, maybe.
Exactly. So, yeah. Exactly. So 12,000 people growing at a rate of about 8%, which appears to be very good on the surface, but the problem is everything around is also changing. The connectivity is getting better and better. You're only 20 minutes now from Wexford. And in the evening, when people are coming in and wondering whether to go for a meal in town or go on down to Wexford, it's as easy to turn the car left down to Wexford as it is to come here.
Interesting, Conor. If you look at a town like Enniscorthy, and you know the way our lives have changed, how we shop, how we work, and this would have been a traditional market town. I know there's a mart there, and it would, as you mentioned, at the surrounding countryside, where people would have traditionally driven into town, done their shopping and gone back about their business. And I noticed even yesterday, the amount of cars coming into the town really surprised me, yeah, in terms of who were all these people and what were they doing?
Well, one of the big challenges for all Irish towns is that there's a planning outlook out there which regards the car as the enemy. There may be problems with cars in the downtowns of some of our bigger settlements, but they're the lifeblood of places like Enniscorthy, and they've got to be facilitated, they've got to be encouraged, they've got to be helped, because the catchment around here, 35,000 people catchment feeding into this town, they've got to use their car to get within moments of the retail premises that you're so interested in.
Yeah,
that's the challenge.
The other thing I noticed was that the river splits the town, and it's quite a distance from one end of it to the other, if you take crossing the river into account.
Not an unusual problem in Ireland. There's about 30 settlements in Ireland that are very similar, and they all vary in terms of their success. The main thing is to let each part be what it is, and in this particular case, the whole business about different kinds of specialisations and different feelings on each side. It's not a problem necessarily, so long as it's accommodated.
Okay. Eddie Shanahan is also with us. He's our retail expert. Eddie, I know you went far and wide, you pounded the streets, you were in shops, you were in pubs, you were in off licences. Give us a potted history of your experience.
Yeah, I suppose, first of all, as a customer coming to shop or trade in the town, I found it hard to find a focal point. It was really split into four quarters, if you like. And there's a curious and not always inspiring retail offer here, if I was to be truthful, but there are some really notable exceptions. I'd say there's a moderately good offer for women aged 35 or over. There's very limited men's and home choice. Good children's wear at a little store called Petit Cherie. Not much to suit teenage tribes, I'd say, here. Lots of hair and beauty salons and some very good ones too, good cafes. But amazingly, around 1 o'clock, there were some shops closed. Now, I don't mean they were shut for the day, but the shutters were pulled down with the lights on. What is that about, right when people are out on the streets? I just don't understand it. Good cafes, as I said, and then lots of cafe and shop windows over-plastered with stickers, so it was very hard to sort of see in. And in some cases, when I did go in, there was just awful clutter inside, like a bomb had just gone off a couple of moments beforehand. Too much stock, no space for customers. But I have to emphasise there were some extraordinary exceptions. And I just run through a couple of them. The Wilds, engaging lifestyle store with a great restaurant, really friendly team, something very different. Have to give credit to Dunn Stores here in Enniscorthy too. A beautiful example of how a supermarket should be laid.
And the Dunn's is right in town. Which
it's
again
in one of
makes
the quarters.
It,
yeah,
it means
yeah.
that everybody it's a benefits
hub.
From it.
Absolutely. And Eason's, I went into Eason's and sort of mystery shopped them. And found a team there that were very helpful in a store that had brilliantly categorised the various books on offer. Went into another quirky little shop, the General Office and School Supplies, where I found a really, really helpful lady who didn't try to sell me something I didn't want. Then wandered off to Grant's Pharmacy, nice spacious pharmacy. Speaking of pharmacies, there appeared to be two Macaulays in the town. One, a wonderful example of modern pharmacy retailing. The other one would make you sick to go there. But like I say, there were some really special ones. Window displays were good at My Sport and Vincent's. And this is not the first time we've mentioned Vincent's as doing good window displays. Creative Grounds for their great window boxes. And John A. Sinnott Solicitors had the best professional premises, as far as I'm concerned. It just oozed professionalism and authority on the street.
Yeah, and we need to remember that professional service, I saw a lot of accountancy offices, as you mentioned, solicitors, they're all an important fabric of what's going on, because not only are they occupying some of the buildings, but they're also the people going out for their lunch and out for their coffee and whatever else. Mm. Connor, am I right in saying there's no cinema in Enniscorthy?
Not that I saw, no.
Yeah, and is that unusual?
No, cinemas are dying all over the world. I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, the really important thing is to see everything in context. And the context is settlements of all sizes, but particularly this size are in transition at the moment. And I know this is a business show, but towns are moving away from having a business basis toward increasingly having a settlement basis, place that people live and enjoy.
But you know what, Connor?
Difficult transition, though.
But the settlement issue sorts the business out. So once you have people and enough people, business will actually find its own level.
It will, but there are problems which we covered at the top of your programme of expectations, particularly from things like the hospitality sector, where people get into it not really wise to the tiny margins that exist in those and how incredibly vulnerable they are. And then there are expectations and entitlements about the government being supposed to support this person in something that was never inherently viable in the first instance. So we've started to get real quickly about what's a viable business.
I wonder as well about policy, because again, I rocked into town just like you guys, and it took me 15 minutes to sort out the parking. I had to download an app. I had to put money onto the app. It rejected my first card. It wouldn't take Apple Pay, and eventually I got it with a third. But I just said, what, for €3? So for getting €3 off me, I would have easily, I would have sort of almost driven along in rage. And I'm just wondering about the policy of collecting money for people that you want to actually enhance the shopping area.
It seems futile
that that's the policy, when this is a town that, as long as somebody comes in and parks safely and legally, they should be welcome to park and go about their business.
But all customer service, and that is customer service, needs to look at it from the customer's point of view. I gave up on that app yesterday. And I just went back to my car and I got out €2 and I paid my parking.
Yeah. I mean, the business about cars and coming into towns this size, the car is the friend. It's not the enemy. The car is the friend of all businesses. And the miracle of a lot of those towns that we admire in Italy and France when we're on holidays is actually the local authority has been working away for years to make parking invisibly cheap and brilliant, to bring you right into the core. And here we're starting to regard it as the enemy, a thing that has to be pushed into the background and treated as a bad person. And you're a bad person for using your car. Now, this is somebody who never drove in my life, but I can see it looking in on the outside. And I used to be an architect, and my colleagues who are architects spend their time thinking we can make the place better by dealing with the buildings, and they kind of look down on the parking and the access.
I know.
It's actually the lifeblood.
Of course it is. Well, look, it's a great review. Not all of it positive, I'd say, but again, lots of the gems, and well done, Eddie, for pointing out the prime examples there that you have of exceptional customer service, because that's what makes a place. Big thanks to Eddie Shanahan and Conor Skehan.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.